The Friday morning debate at radio station KTSA painted sharp differences between Nirenberg and Brockhaus over city policy. Nirenberg explained why he ran for mayor the first time.
2 years ago, our momentum had stalled, and so I ran for mayor to create, to build with you, the city we all deserve. And after 2 years, we are delivering. In fact, we're booming as an economy. Are more people in San Antonio are employed than ever before.
Councilman Brockhaus criticized Nirenberg's first term in his opening statement.
We need to do the things that matter most to the residents in the city. And I'm here today, honestly, to talk about Ron's failed leadership the last 2 years and the things we need to do to make sure. He talked about being stalled 2 years ago. We are still stalled today.
That set the tone for the rest of the hour. The two members of the San Antonio City Council share an aggressive political relationship. They're often on opposite sides of controversial issues. For example, the pending climate action plan the council is expected to vote on in the coming months. Nirenberg says it's a plan to work with businesses on having clean air, water, and positive growth in the economy.
It's not a set of dictates. It's not a mandate. It has no statutory power. But we have to make sure that we have a roadmap for the future. What it is an examination of where we see the world.
Brockhaus says the costs of the climate action plan are unknown.
Hey, look, we all agree we need a better planet, safer air, cleaner water, all those things matter. But I don't know what he just described, right? Like, well, there's no mandates, there's no edicts, there's no dictates, there's nothing. Well, then what is it? And I'll tell you what it is. In truth, it's a multi-billion-dollar potential spending program that you, the taxpayer, are going to foot.
Last fall, voters approved Proposition C, giving binding arbitration power to the San Antonio Professional Firefighters Association in contract negotiations. After it passed, a credit rating agency slightly downgraded the city's bond rating over financial uncertainty. During the debate, Nirenberg blamed Brockhaus for that drop because Brockhaus was a vocal proponent of the propositions.
He's the only one in this room has single-handedly dropped the city's fiscal health by the work that he's been doing in concert with the fire union. That is not good for taxpayers. That's not good for our city's future. And he wants to count it as success. I think the city of San Antonio deserves better.
Brockhaus countered.
Give me a break.
You have
What happened is, sir, is the rating agency dropped it. And by the way, Proposition C is arbitration. We're going to arbitration because they don't have a contract. Get the contract. There is no arbitration.
You can take responsibility for that as well.
I take responsibility for listening to the citizens and being on the right side of the win. You're always on the wrong side of the loss, buddy.
You've
got to figure out what you're trying
to
accomplish.
Every time.
Okay, time up on that.
Brockhaus was asked by moderator Trey Ware about a story published by the San Antonio Express News on Thursday. It alleges that Brockhaus committed domestic violence against his current wife and an ex-wife. Brockhaus says that the story was inaccurate and that he disputes the claims made.
I just dispute it. I can't say anything more about it than that. My wife's going to make a statement soon about just the article in general.
Nirenberg responded, saying the story raises serious questions about Brockhaus's fitness for office. It's still about 40 days until the May 4th election, and there are about 10 other scheduled debates and forums. Sparks between candidates in debates is not uncommon. But with the already adversarial relationship between Brockhaus and Nirenberg, the two can probably be expected to continue trading punches until Election Day. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.